This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israel pounding Gaza with more airstrikes overnight, signaling an end to the ceasefire. ABC News Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz has more.
The tenuous ceasefire between Israel and Hamas over. Israel launching a wave of deadly airstrikes across the Gaza Strip, lighting up Gaza just after 2:30 a.m. local time, in the largest assault on Hamas targets since the ceasefire took effect nearly 2 months ago.
The Hamas-run Gaza Health Agency says more than 400 people have been killed. This morning, President Trump will hold talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin by phone on the ceasefire that Ukraine has agreed to. Ukrainian President Zelensky says he is convinced Putin is simply paying lip service to President Trump as Russian forces continue pounding his country. Red flag fire warnings up in effect from Texas through Nebraska. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. A man accused of setting fire at Wisconsin Congressman Glenn Grothman's Fond du Lac office in January will receive a psychiatric evaluation. 19-year-old Caden Stakowitz is pleading not guilty by reason of mental disease or defect on arson and attempted burglary charges. Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency wants to close a Wisconsin branch of the Bureau of Indian Affairs. Fox 11 Green Bay reports the lease for the BIA office in Ashland is set to be terminated by the end of August. That office employs 40 people working with Wisconsin's 11 federally recognized tribes. And Milwaukee Public Schools had school resource officers in place when students returned to class Monday. The SROs were required to be in MPS schools last year under a deal the Wisconsin legislature reached with the city. A Milwaukee County judge set a deadline for the city to have the officers in place or face $1,000 daily fines.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 60 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be east at 5 to 15. Tonight, showers 37. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain likely. 48 the high. Rain will change to snow tomorrow night. Could be a couple of inches by Thursday morning. You can get faster internet that costs less at Whole Home Connect. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 8:03 on Tuesday morning. Here is Bruce Springsteen, Dancing in the Dark on Max FM.
I get up in the evening, and I ain't got nothing to say. I come home in the morning, I go to bed feeling the same way. I ain't nothing but tired. Radio's on and I'm moving around the place. I check my look in the mirror. Wanna change my clothes, my hair, my face, and I ain't getting nowhere. I'm just living in a dump like this. There's something happening somewhere. Baby, I just know you cares. Just dancing in the dark. Sitting around getting older.
and they'll be carving you up all right. They say you gotta stay hungry. Hey, baby, I'm just a fast star in the night. I'm dying for some action. I'm sitting around here trying to write this book. I need a love reaction. Come on, baby, give me just one look. You can't start a fire. Sitting around crying over a broken heart. This gun's for hire. Even if we're just dancing in the dark, you can't start a fire. Worry about your little world falling apart. This gun's for hire. Even if we're just dancing in the dark. Even if we're just dancing in.
.7% hits.
My feel good radio station.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. It is 8:10 on Tuesday morning. We will take a quick look at our weather forecast this morning. As we know, there's a little bit of possible activity coming into the area. Today, it will be mostly cloudy, a high of 60 degrees. Tonight, we do have a light chance of rain. It'll be later on tonight, though, mostly cloudy with a low of 38. Tomorrow, rain is likely, possibly a thunderstorm with a high of 43. Tomorrow night, we are looking at a rain-snow mix, and some of that could lead to some thunderstorms throughout the evening as well. And we're looking at 1 to 2 inches of snow possibly with that system with a low of 24. On Thursday, sunny high with a 40. And on Friday, we're looking at a slight chance of rain in the afternoon. It'll be partly sunny with a high of 54. Currently 35 degrees outside the Max FM studios, Emily.
Yes, it is. It is warming up out there on this Tuesday, March 18th. This is the Morning Show with Dave and Emily, and we are going to be talking about some things that have to do with karaoke.
Yes, and what we're talking about, this is kind of a funny list. It's the songs that make us wish the karaoke machine would break. Now, a Florida man threatened to shoot up a bar just because karaoke machine was broken. That's awful, right? Well, maybe not, especially if any of the tunes was queued up to play were from today's list of the songs that make us wish the karaoke machine would break. And, you know, some of these on the list I'm going to disagree with because I'm a little bit shocked on them. I'm like, no, some of these are good songs, but maybe there's some understanding with it. And I think that some of the people that put this list together had some very interesting opinions. So Emily and I are going to do our best to keep this on the appropriate side for the morning show. And the first song on the list that would make us wish a karaoke machine would break is Ice Ice Baby. So, you know, they're talking about Vanilla Ice. And, you know, they're saying, well, he's cleaning pools right now is his career. But, you know, this song was very popular. I remember dancing around to it. I will admit, I know all the words to it. I remember being at one of my buddy's weddings, and this came up, and we were all dancing and singing along to it. Now, we weren't doing karaoke in our defense, so we'll leave that one at that. And what's the next one on the list, Emily?
Sure. I mean, I saw Vanilla Ice in concert. Like, well,
right?
It's all good. Here's the deal. A lot of these songs, and you'll see when we go through these lists, a lot of these songs are just played out. Like, they were just played too much, or people always go to these songs for karaoke, and maybe they just should be left to the people who made the song in the first place. So one of them is My Heart Will Go On from the Titanic movie. I mean, again, these notes are just things we're reading. This is the opinion of the people that put out this poll, not Dave and Emily and not The Morning Show and not Civic Media. But it said the Titanic gave us one tragedy. Don't add another. My Heart Will Go On. Wah, wah, wah.
Well,
I'm saying if you want to sing, just sing. But this list is funny, so we'll just read it off.
We will. And I can understand maybe where they're coming from, because this song was played so much on the radio after the Titanic came out. And I can see where that maybe did upset a few people. I remember that very distinctly, hearing that song go on all the time, and it goes on and on and on. Maybe not the best karaoke song, but it was a good song. Now this one,
yes,
American Pie. You know, I don't know why this is on the list. I mean, this is something that was a very popular song, and I'm not going to go into the author's opinion on this, but it's just, you know, I thought it was a good song, and yes, maybe not a great karaoke song, but, you know.
I don't know. I mean, I think it's probably not that hard to sing American Pie versus some other songs that people try to sing in karaoke. So I bet people don't, you know, ruin it that badly. But, again, I think that people just hear these songs too much. And remember, each one of these songs came out when they were popular. There was
right.
No such thing as streaming. So if you were listening to music, you were either listening to CDs, tapes, or the radio. So they might have been played so much on the radio that that's why they kind of stick in people's heads and be like, oh, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear it sung by somebody else. Who knows? I love all of the songs that we just had on the list so far. And I mean, Tears in Heaven, that's next on the list. This is a great song. I mean, maybe not for karaoke. There's some high notes, if I'm thinking of the right song on this one, that maybe people could really get.
Eric Clapton, I mean, it was a very serious song that he wrote.
Yeah.
And probably not the best karaoke song, but still a good song, right?
Right, exactly. I mean, maybe singing it because it's a beautiful song. People loved the beautiful song, and it was an homage, obviously, and Eric Clapton's fantastic. Maybe people were feeling like it was bringing down the mood in the bar. I can see that. But whatever. It's still a beautiful song. People should just sing what they want, you know? So, yeah. So we're here talking about the top five songs that make the person who wrote this list, which the karaoke machine would break. The reason is a Florida man threatened to shoot up a bar recently because the karaoke machine was broken. But is that awful or not? We're not sure. But to bring you back around, Dave's going to hit up the number five song on the list.
Yeah, and we have a few more than five, but these are the songs that make us wish a karaoke machine would break. And they said, Baby Got Back. Okay, I'm just going to move on to the next one because I don't get it. But Sweet Caroline. Okay, here's who makes the song work. Neil Diamond, definitely in 1969, but people love singing the song, whether it's at karaoke or other events. You hear this song all over the place. So, again, this is the opinion of the pollster, not of Dave and Emily or the civic media folks. So, what else is on the list of songs that make us wish a karaoke machine would break, Emily?
Don't Stop Believin'. And then it says, actually, stop believing now. I'm sorry. I love that song. I think it's great. I've heard it so many million times on the radio, people singing it. It's
Don't
one of those ones that kind of just like...
believing.
See?
Yeah.
It was in The Sopranos. You know? Like, it's a great song. So I think it's great. And you know what's fun about that song? When it is sung in karaoke or in any kind of like party vibe situation around a campfire, or like, you know, when you're out with your friends, or who knows, if somebody starts singing that song, everybody joins in. It just makes everyone happy. So I'm gonna have to disagree on that one. I'm gonna have to say
me too.
That's a good karaoke song. So
yeah, okay,
that's just my humble opinion.
Right. No, I think we're on the same page with that one. Now again, we're talking about the songs that wish the karaoke machine would break, and Anything by Sarah McLachlan, and it says two words, sad dogs. Okay, I can maybe agree with the pollster on this one, because when you see those commercials come on TV, I'm not a fan of those commercials, and I will just say it bluntly, I don't like them. They're trying to draw your heartstrings and then also your wallet at that point. And so I don't know, I got some pretty strong thoughts on this one. I'll move along and let you talk about the last one on the list that makes us wish the karaoke machine would break. And this one, I'm surprised.
I am surprised too. Friends in Low Places. I love this song. And this is another one that everyone starts to sing along.
I've got friends a lot of people know. In low places. Where the... better not say that one.
I got lower than you there. Yeah, so I think that you can really ruin that song. I think you could just have fun. You could talk that song and it's still funny and it's a great song. So I'm laying down the law here, pollster, whoever you are. That's not on the list. That should not be on the list. I think this story is, I mean, people just need to settle down. Good Lord, you don't want to shoot up a bar just because the karaoke machine was broken. Like, granted, I'm just going to make a little jest here. It was in Florida, and some crazy stuff happens in Florida. That is, crazy stuff happens everywhere, but you tend to hear, like, stories about Florida a lot. So, I mean, people just kind of, I think, cut loose a little bit in Florida sometimes, and this guy happened to have a gun, which is not good at all. I think you should drop your guns at the door in the bar if there's karaoke happening. Just saying. But, anywho, just, there's some songs... I think everyone should sing. That's my bottom line. Singing brings joy, and karaoke is there. You're not trying to be a professional singer. Just enjoy yourself, and if you know that you're not any good, who cares? Like, the people up there know that they're not any good. They're trying to have a good time. Leave them alone, right?
Yeah, it's karaoke, and that's what it's all about. It's just out there having a good time, and if you're there, you're there to enjoy yourself, and, you know, I don't agree with most of the songs on this list. I will definitely say that right now. And like you said, if people want to sing, sing. And it doesn't matter how you're singing. As long as you're having a good time, that is really all that counts in our humble opinion today. And so that's where we're going to leave this one. So you can text us and let us know your thoughts. 608-355-9970. Songs that maybe you don't like on the karaoke list. Kind of curious to see what if anyone texted in on that one. We won't say any names, but you know, also text in via the free Civic Media app. Now, one thing I do want to mention with this free Civic Media app, you want to make sure you have that ready to go on your mobile device, because we are going to be doing another giveaway very soon. I heard a little bit about this. They're not telling us exactly when it's going to be or what we're giving away.
But I've heard a few of the things that are going to be on there, and there's some cool prizes. So I'm going to tease that a little bit this morning again. We'll let you know when that's going to happen. We'll have some keywords and some fantastic prizes in our statewide Civic Media Text to Win contest coming very soon. Emily.
Those are always fun.
They are.
Dave.
So we're going to talk about calendar days at 8:40. And there are some good ones on here, and we will talk about those because, you know, we had the awkward moments. We heard the show opener, Slappy Joe Day. We're going to see what else is on the list because I've got a good tie-in with the Sloppy Joes and awkward moment days. So stay tuned for that at 8:40. You can have a little fun with that.
Looking
one.
Looking forward to that.
Me as well. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
Last night, a little angel came pumping on the floor. She said, come, baby, got a license for love. And if it expires, pray help from above. Because in the midnight hour, she cried, love, love, love. With a rebel yell, she cried, more, more, more. Wow! In the midnight hour, they more, more, more. With a rebel yell, more, 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 more. She don't like slavery, she won't sit and beg. When I'm tired and lonely, she sees me to bed. What set you free and brought you to me, babe? What set you free? I need you here by me. Because in the midnight hour, she cried more, more, more. With a rebel yell, she cried more. Just up to have you here by me.
And more 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. It is 8:29 on Tuesday morning. The Mystery Weekend is back in downtown Baraboo, April 5th and 6th. And as part of that, PHP is going to have a Brat Fry fundraiser. That's again Saturday, April 5th and Sunday, April 6th at the PHP headquarters, 805 Broadway Street here in Baraboo from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This will benefit PHP's Career Development Program, which prepares low-income families and disadvantaged individuals for apprenticeships in the skilled trades. Again, the PHP Brat Fry fundraiser, April 5th and 6th, with the menu includes grilled brats, Italian sausages, all beef franks, chips, soda, or water. Perfect way to get a lunch while out and about for the Mystery Weekend in downtown Baraboo. They're going to have lunch ready to go for you both Saturday and Sunday. For more information, you can go to phpwisconsin.org. Coming up, we will have a look at sports and weather on Max FM.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch. Hey, it's Trayton here. Ready to save big while treating the family to some pizza fun? At Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, kids eat free every Monday through Wednesday. Yep, that's right. From 11 a.m. to close, one paying adult gets a free kids meal. Make this week memorable with a family night out. Bring the whole crew, grab some pizza, and let the kids enjoy a free meal. Only at Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. Don't forget, the Fun Zone is open too. Come on over, relax, and let Pete's Ranch take care of dinner. See you there.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. Every week, the Carnegie Shoddy Memorial Public Library does an amazing job of having some great events for kids of all ages. On Monday the 24th, cuddle up and be cozy with an evening story time from 6:30 until 7:30. There's Lullaby Club on Tuesday the 25th, along with Teen Tuesday card games from 4 until 5 p.m. And Wednesday continues with Story Tots Picture Book Party from 10 a.m. until 11 a.m. And on Wednesday the 26th, it's Pokemon Club for ages 6 to 11 from 1:30 until 2:30. That's just some of the many events happening. Be sure to check out the Carnegie Shoddy Memorial Public Library's website and the events calendar for all the details. On Saturday, March 22nd, the Portage Center for the Arts will be hosting a K-8 student art show at the Drury Gallery inside the Portage Center for the Arts. Come see some of the amazing work from the youth of the area. You can find all the details at PortageCenterForTheArts.com. And with a number of springtime events coming up around the area, be sure to check out those area Chamber of Commerce websites for all the details.
Hey everybody, it's Bello Knott. You know the guy with the tall hair? Back for a limited time at the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells for Bello's Circus Extreme Dinner Show. Complete with an all-you-can-eat meal of salad, pizza, lasagna, five acts from America's Got Talent. There's aerial thrills, adorable dogs, motorcycles in a cage, plus much, much more. And with lunch and dinner shows 6 days a week, it's family-friendly fun during spring break. But hurry, this show will end soon, so get your tickets now at LegacyDinnerTheater.com.
More troubles for the Brewers pitchers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Mariners 14-8 in spring training. Brewers starter Tobias Myers is out now with a strained oblique muscle and will likely miss the start of the season. But Pat Murphy says he thinks Abner Uribe could fill that spot. They are also very pleased with the progress Brandon Woodruff is showing coming back from shoulder surgery. NBA, the Bucks begin a 5-game road trip out west tonight against the Golden State Warriors, but it will be without center Jericho Sims. He had to have surgery yesterday for a torn ligament in his right thumb. It happened Saturday night against the Pacers. Sims will be out at least a month. The Bucks have lost 4 of their last 6 games. Damian Lillard says it's tough to play team offense when opponents get physical.
It's a tough balance. In your mind, you're like, all right, I might have to dominate and try to take over this 4 or 5 minute stretch. And then you don't want to go against, you know, what the team is kind of preaching. So it's definitely a tough balance.
That's Damian Lillard with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 60 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be east at 5 to 15. Tonight, showers 37. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain likely. 48 the high. Rain will change to snow tomorrow night. Could be a couple of inches by Thursday morning. You can get faster internet that costs less at Whole Home Connect. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 8:34 on Tuesday morning. It's going to be a beautiful day to be out and about today. Here is In Excess, Need You Tonight on Max FM.
All you got is this moment. 21st century is yesterday. You can care all you want. Everybody does, yeah, that's okay, yeah. So slide over here and give me a moment. Your moves are so raw. I've got to let you know. I've got to let you know. You're one of my something about you, girl, that makes me sweat.
I'm lonely. Can't think at all. Gonna live my life.
So slide over here and give me a moment. Your moves are so raw. I've got to let you know. I've got to let you know. There's something about you, girl, that makes me sweat. So how do you feel?
I'm lonely.
What do you think?
Can't think at all.
What you gonna do?
Gonna live my life.
What do you think?
I'm lonely.
We can't please everyone. I mean, we're not tacos. 99.7 Max FM.
Of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. It is 8:40 on Tuesday, March 18th, and Emily and I are going to take a look at calendar days. And Emily, the first one I see on our list is World Social Work Day. It's observed every year on the third Tuesday in March. The day recognizes the hard work and diligence of social workers. On this day, a global organization of social workers advocates for social justice, human rights, and social development while promoting the best practices in social work. Social workers serve many roles in our communities, and we thank them for all of their work. I know many of them from my prior work, and we appreciate them. And we know that it's not an easy job, Emily.
Absolutely. I know several social workers, and that is not an easy job. I've worked alongside them as well back in the day, and it takes all your heart, all your everything. I mean, it's just a full commitment. It's not a dial-it-in type of job. So, and, you know, for as much as they put into things, it's kind of like teachers. They just really don't get compensated for the amount of work that they do.
No,
I mean, it's just, it's all the time. You take your work home with you. Your emotions are always with you. There's so much love and care going into those types of jobs. And yeah, teachers and social workers, for whatever reason, are like at the bottom of the pay scale. It just is not fair. But World Social Worker Day, if you know a social worker or you are one, celebrate them today. Tell them thank you. Thank yourself for a really good job out there, because we need you.
We do. And, yeah, you know, the other thing we need is transit drivers, and it's Transit Appreciation, Transit Driver Appreciation Day. So appreciate your transit driver today for making your daily travels easy and problem-free. We know the bus drivers have a hard job, and all our school bus drivers, I don't envy them one so bit. So thank you to them.
No, I feel like I have a, if I could find the middle school bus driver that drove our bus, boy, I would owe that person an apology. You're so obnoxious. Oh, man. So, yeah, really appreciate transit drivers. That is a hard job. You have to deal with a lot of people, and you don't really have control over what's happening. So, I mean, you're responsible for all of this stuff, right? But you can't do anything. You're driving. So, right? Like, I mean, so it's kind of a really odd position to be in, and it takes a lot of, I think, calm energy, and you're also dealing with driving a really large vehicle. I'm not envious of transit drivers. That is a serious job, and I think it would be really difficult. So, give them a high five today if you see them. They might get a little surprised. But then I bet you'll get a smile if you tell them it's National Transit Drivers Day. It is also National Lacey Oatmeal Cookie Day. Never knew that that was a thing. Tasty, crispy, and chewy. These are the addictive qualities of the Lacey Oatmeal Cookie. I'm not sure what the Lacey part is. Do you know, Dave?
I am looking right now because you had me at oatmeal cookies. And it's unlike the classic chunky oatmeal cookies, Lacey oatmeal cookies are much thinner and tastier and crisp. They're best enjoyed with ice cream or a dessert of your choice. The cookie comes in many different flavors and serves as a sweet, healthy option. They do not contain whole grains, so if you're not a fan of textures but love the flavor, the Lacey Oatmeal Cookie is the best way to enjoy them.
Oh, that's nice. It's quite a beautiful picture of these cookies. And what I do like about whoever wrote this is that it tells you to have the cookies and a dessert of your choice, like the cookies already the dessert.
Ice cream with my cookie. This is great, you know.
You're in the mood making cookies. That's awesome. Otherwise, if you're out and about and you're in the rural area, appreciate the agriculture around you. National Egg Day today. Everything we eat, use, or wear every day is provided by agriculture. And we are so lucky to live in an agricultural community. I mean, I grew up in a farm family, not in it. I was second generation, but my dad was a farmer and when he was a child. So I feel pretty close to that world. And of course, you know, Baraboo surrounding areas, Reedsburg, everywhere surrounded by egg. And we sure appreciate them. Another group of people who work so hard and work all the time and really just are not compensated for it. So hands down, let's give them high fives. I mean, we couldn't be doing what we're doing without farmers.
Yeah, we could not do that without them. I would agree completely. So thank you to them. It is also National Sloppy Joe Day. It's about to get sloppy. Get your napkins ready as we enjoy Sloppy Joe today. And it's appropriate that it falls on awkward moment days, because if you make a mess of your Sloppy Joe, it will be an awkward moment. But some people like them extra sloppy.
I have a feeling you're one of them. You might like them extra sloppy, I'm thinking.
Oh, I love sloppy jewels.
And they are just such a mess, though. You always, you just can't eat them without getting any in your clothes. Like, you just have to, like, give in and lean into that and be like, whatever. I'm going to be covered in sloppy Joe on my face. It's going to be on my pants. Like, I mean, it's just going to happen. There's not a lot you can do about it, so just go for it.
Yeah, exactly. And it's tasty. And I'll be honest with you, I do not like Manwich. My lovely wife makes homemade sloppy Joes, and those are the best ever. And, oh, my goodness, I'm hungry right now thinking about it. I'm always hungry.
That does sound pretty good right now, actually. Yeah, that does. I've had sloppy joes that I absolutely love, and then I've had, you know what I mean? You don't want to dial it in with the sloppy joe. You want the real deal. I agree. Manwich, I'm not a fan of at all. I think I only had it once, and I was like, yeah, no, never again. There's a couple of other really cool ones today. National Goddess of Fertility Day. This day focuses on the concept of creating life in humans and other beings. So, I mean, it's magical, it's beautiful, it's biological, it's real, it's all the things. So, I mean, it is something to be thankful for. Otherwise, none of us would be here. Also, it is National Biodiesel Day. We are more reliant on biodiesel fuel than we realize. There's this really awesome picture of a gas can with beautiful yellow flowers growing out of it. I just love it. It's such a great picture. There's some really, really cool stuff. I really like this one, too. I do want to say it is Forgive Mom and Dad Day. Accept and cherish your parents' imperfections in the same way they do yours. I love that because as a kid, you kind of think your parents are superheroes for a while, or, you know, that they don't make mistakes, or they're not human, basically. They're your parents, so they do all the things. And then, you know, I mean, depending on your situation, but then you have moments that you see your parents be the humans that they are, and it really just kind of opens your eyes. And then after that, you kind of hopefully are a little more understanding, because parenting is hard. And parents are humans, so appreciate them. Everybody, you know, makes mistakes. Everybody does things. So, you know, if you're in the moment to be able to give your mom or dad a call and say, hey, I love all the things you've done, or I forgive you for some things that you did do, that's today's the day to do that. I love it.
It is. And you definitely, you know, you gotta appreciate your parents. No two ways about it. And, you know, it's a good day. You got tea for Tuesday. I mean, tea's always good for you. So you think about that. And I just like the biodiesel day. And then I thought, you know, about the recycling day as well. I thought that was kind of neat as well. And so, yeah. You know, I was laughing.
It's a good day.
It is. It's, yeah, we were trying to do some recycling yesterday and we filled up the cart. And so that was kind of neat. It was like, okay. And it's not recycling week. That's always the interesting part with what we were filling up yesterday. And it's like, okay, the cart's full. What are we going to do with the rest of this? That the struggle's real, right, Emily?
Yeah. It's a thing. It happens. We somehow or another have two of them sometimes and sometimes not. So I don't know what happened there, but we
can fill
those
suckers
up. That's for sure.
Yeah, it wasn't here. It was
just me. I stole your recycling cart.
What? I knew you stole it. Oh, man. Joking. Now the truth comes out. Emily's stealing recycling carts, everybody. We're going to track her down.
Yeah, I ran into Dave at 1:30 in the morning, and I was sneaking around town stealing recycling carts just to mess with people. It's not what happened at all. It's just a funny image.
St. Patrick's
Day. I was wearing all black.
Yeah, I was going to should be all green, you know, St. Patrick's Day shenanigans, right?
Totally. Oh, it was great. Well, for Brouhaha, we had a great time last weekend. There was lots of people out and about. It was a fun way to start celebrating St. Patrick's Day, but I got all these little tchotchkes for people to take pictures of, you know, within like a little photo booth frame and stuff. And there was one that said, let the shenanigans begin. So I kept that one because that one is for you, Dave.
Yeah. So
I actually have a sign for that now.
Well, cool. We're going to have to get our picture taken with that because we still have to get our morning show pictures together. So that's on the list of things to do. So that would be appropriate for both of us because we're always full of shenanigans. So,
yep.
We are.
Not the other thing, just shenanigans.
Yes. Exactly.
Whoops. Anyways.
Yeah, well, you know,
Tuesday.
We had the phone ringing while we were talking here this morning. So, yeah, it was just kind of funny.
Many shenanigans.
There are always shenanigans afoot here. So, Emily, you're going to be back with us tomorrow morning at 7:10. We'll be halfway through our week, too.
We will. We're going to move on through Tuesday to Wednesday. But have a great Tuesday, everybody. It is March 18th. This is the morning show with Emily and Dave. Signing off for today and see you in the morning.
We will see you tomorrow morning. Have a great rest of your day, Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
The Midwest's newest music event, Summer Jam, is coming June 20th and 21st to Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Summer Jam is two big days of music from Everclear, Rick Springfield, Live, and Leonard Skinner. Sweet home Alabama, where skies are blue. Summer Jam has more. Marshall Tucker Band, Collective Soul, and the Black Crowes. VIP, general admission tickets, and campsites are on sale. Get yours and check out the full lineup. Go to SummerJamWI.com now. Summer Jam 2025 in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Go to SummerJamWI.com now. Don't miss this party.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
hometown station, 99.7 Max FM.
If you fall, I will catch you, I'll be waiting.